Good evening, everybody. I declare this meeting of the City of Perth Council open. are there any questions?
Yes, Lord Mayor, we received two questions. Question one from Mr. Wayne Davey of 7 Altair Court Street, Dianella. And the question is, in the past 6 weeks I have sent numerous emails, texts, Facebook messages and emails to info@cityofperth to the CR in relation to conduct issues with a number of staff, and to date I have not received any response from CEO. Can the CEO advise why he hasn't responded and what action he has taken to my complaint? My response to that, I believe the questioner refers to matters related to the former employees of the City of Perth, and those employees are currently availing their rights through process, such as at Fair Work, and it would be inappropriate of me to comment further at this time. We also have a question from Mr. Darren Clark of 3 St Cloud Gardens, Connolly. The question is in two parts. Part one, since 4 May 2017, I have contacted the CEO on 4 occasions regarding a complaint about misconduct of employees of Community Amenity Service Safety Unit. To date, I have not received a response. And part two, can you advise when I will receive responses, please? My response to that is, as per the former answer, I believe these are matters related to former employees of the City of Perth who are currently availing their rights through due process, such as at Fair Work, and it would be inappropriate for me to comment further at this time.
Okay, that's it?
Yep.
All right, are there any members on leave of absence or requests for leave of absence? I would ask that the item be amended there to say that I have returned for the meeting. Are there any others?
Yes, well, maybe we've got an apology from Councillor Green.
Okay, thank you. And the minutes of the ordinary meeting of the Council held on the 4th of July have been circulated. Is there a mover?
Second, Lord Mayor.
Davidson. Seconder, Councillor Harley. Any... Okay, all in favour? Carried unanimously. Okay. Announcements by the Lord Mayor. On Friday the 21st of July, the AILAWA Awards were announced, with two City of Perth projects picking up the following awards: Urban Forest Plan Landscape Planning Landscape Architecture Award. The City of Perth Urban Forest Plan presents a crucial and vital strategic tool for the future planning of Perth. It addresses the overall livability and integral landscape character of Perth while addressing deficits, with the purpose of improving the overall environmental quality. The jury believes this plan is an aspirational approach to addressing the urbanisation of cities and will leave a legacy for future generations. And this is the third time that our urban forest plan has received industry recognition since it was adopted in September 2016. And then we won a Minor Urban Interventions Program Small Projects Landscape Architecture Award for the project identifying a variety of opportunities for minor interventions, each of which deliver outcomes that far exceed the input or investment involved. So both of those projects will now go to the National Awards, which will be announced in October 2017. Disclosure of members' interests.
I've got one, Lord Mayor. I'd like to declare an impartiality interest on 13.23. It's a Perth Public Art Foundation funding review. I'm a board member of the foundation. I'm declaring an impartiality interest, but I'll be staying in the room.
Lord Mayor,
okay, next, Councillor
myself,
Lindner.
The yes. 40 under 40 awards, I'm a recipient of that award, impartiality.
Okay, and Councillor Harley.
Yes, Lord Mayor, in relation to item 13.12, I'm a director of Heritage Perth, which is the applicant for the funding. And just one further, in relation to item 13.1, that was an impartiality declaration previously. The same goes with this one. I'm friends with owners of 2 Feet and a Heartbeat Walking Tours. They've expressed or submitted an expression of interest to occupy some space in the proposed building at 30 Elder Street. So I thought I'd put that on the record. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions of which notice has been given?
None, Lord
Mayor. No. Any correspondence?
None, Lord Mayor.
Okay. Any petitions?
No, Lord Mayor.
Okay. Are there any matters for which the meeting might be closed?
Yes, Lord Mayor, in accordance with Section 523.2, as per usual, and the Local Government Act, meeting will require to be closed to the public prior to discussion of confidential item 13.2.3 and the attachments at 2.3A and 2.3B relating to the Perth Public Art Foundation funding review. Also, should elected members wish to discuss confidential attachments 13.3D, 0.5B, 0.17A, 0.17B, 0.19C, 0.19D, 0.20A, 0.20B, 0.21A, 0.21B, 0.22A or 0.22B, all being obviously preceded by number 13. Should Council wish to enter into discussion on those items, it would be recommended that it is moved to close the meeting.
Okay, that takes us to the first item, 13.1, 30 Elder Street, proposed sculptural tower structure including a variable content third-party advertising sign. Is there a mover, please?
I'll move that, Lord Mayor.
I'll second up.
Councillor McAvoy moving. Seconder, Councillor Adamos. Do you wish to open the debate?
Lord Mayor, I'd like to foreshadow an alternate recommendation.
Okay, and Councillor Harley is foreshadowing an alternative. Do you wish to open the debate?
Lord Mayor... This one looks very attractive, Elder Street. It is a very funny little block, and we were concerned that if the sign doesn't get onto the building, or they've been assuring us that if they don't get the sign, the building won't go ahead, which would be a shame. But the only problem is that it doesn't comply with our signage policy. So I'll just leave it at that at this moment.
Okay. Do you wish to speak as a seconder and then we'll go to the foreshadowing?
Yeah, just a couple of points about this, Lord Mayor. In particular, it's point 2.3, page 3 of the agenda. The sign's contrary to clause 6.6C1A, the sign content. It's not facing into a public space and it's not located in an entertainment area. So that's one of the main points. I'm accepting the recommendation as it is tonight that the building go ahead, but we don't support the sign. The second point also I'd like to make is that under 2.2, that there is a potential, a safety potential, that to cause a distraction to road users. I'm very well aware of that particular spot in the city. Going up Elder Street, you do actually take a little bit of speed to go up the hill, and I think having that sign just past the intersection of lights, I personally think it will create a traffic hazard, so I'd rather not see anything of such distraction on that particular building. Given that, I would be very disappointed not to see this building go ahead, and we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Councillor Harley?
Lord Mayor, I'd like to speak to an alternate recommendation which has been provided actually by the planning team. I believe all councillors have a copy of it. In essence, the alternate recommendation would do the opposite of the recommendation which has been put through by the planning committee. The alternate recommendation would approve the building, but it would also approve the sign that has been part of the original proposal. So both of the recommendations are for approval, but this alternate recommendation would also create an approval for the third party, for the variable content third party sign. In essence, we are all familiar with Elder Street, we're all familiar with the block.
Sorry, Councillor Harley, we don't have a seconder.
Sorry?
We don't have a seconder.
Yes, so you are speaking to that. So
I haven't.
No, he's foreshadowing it. He's foreshadowing it. Yep.
Go on. Okay, so I can explain the amendment first, if you like. I don't think it's necessary for me to read out the amendment in detail because all councillors have it. In essence, what they are planning conditions to ensure that the sign would be compliant as much as possible with the sign policy. It is true to say that a billboard in this location would not be compliant with our signage policy. It wouldn't be the only non-compliant sign in the city. In fact, we've recently approved other billboards in other locations which are not in keeping with the signage policy. Just to go back to my substantive point, this is a small parcel of land on top of a Western Power substation, I believe, surrounded by concrete. very unlikely that any other applicant would propose it or build any other thing than a very small building hugging the other adjacent buildings. A building of that floor plan needs to be able to stack up financially. I believe that the inclusion of a billboard on this building is a reasonable request. I think that the development that has been proposed would be a great addition to the city. I do believe that the applicants have consulted with the tourism industry and have highlighted some potential partners and potential tenants who would be able to activate this space and would encourage more pedestrian use of the area. In essence, without the billboard, the building simply will not stack up and it won't proceed, and I think that would be a great shame. So I would like to move the alternate recommendation, which is also to approve the proposed development, but to also approve the billboard as part of it. And the recommendation has been provided, so I'll accept that that's been read.
Second,
okay.
Lord Mayor.
So we'll just leave it that for now. You wish to speak next?
I'm happy to second.
You are happy to second that. Okay. So we still have to... Well, just a moment, just getting the procedure right. We still would have to, obviously, have the original motion lapse and then move to the amended motion. Unless someone is prepared to withdraw the original moving, which would be Councillor McAvoy, of the your first moving. So how inclined are you to go with Councillor Harley's discussion there? All right, so we'll still keep it as the main motion. We will hear it out. Does anyone wish to speak to the item generally at the moment? Councillor Lemios.
Thank you. I concur with what Councillor Harley has said with regards to the location and the opportunity for activating that particular spot. I commend the proponent because the architecture involved is pretty groovy. I think it'll look good. It'll look good, and it will provide an area where people can meet and these tours can happen. There's one thing that I would like to see if I was going to support any motion is that we added that they needed to put a toilet there, because I'm reading that the proponents have not got a toilet in that facility. Now, if it's going to be that popular and it's going to have tourists coming and buses dropping people off or people walking there, even if it's not a bus, but people walking there, you need a toilet. It's the most uncomfortable thing. So I would like to see the proponent in that investment. I read they didn't... You've added it.
It's 1.6.
Oh, it's already in there, because I read that it didn't. Okay. Yeah, beautiful, it's there. But so I'm reconfirming the need for that particular point. Secondly, I give credit to the proponents for thinking outside the square and activating that particular space. My colleague, Councillor Adamos, said that it would be a distraction, but the sign, they are allowed to have a sign as long as they advertise their own stuff. So if we approve it and he's got their own businesses flashing, it's the same type of perceived risk. So the only thing that we're doing here is changing it to third party so they can charge rent. So it's not a bad word to be able to charge rent, or it's not a bad thing. They make some money to pay the bills and pay your taxes. It's not a bad thing. So all these people are trying to do is generate a cost recovery, because if you have to spend $1 million in that location, you're not going to get it with a 20 square metre cafe and a couple of walking tours and the minimal rent that you're going to get there. So people are not charities. So yes, we can ask people to come and contribute to our capital city, make it a better place, but we've got to allow the viability through logical business. And I think that we need to create the interest for people to be driving past, and they could say, gee, the city's things are happening, things are moving. So everything that we can approve and support from the private sector is something less that we have to pay for out of our rates and out of our income stream, and it contributes to the activation and to the interest level of our capital. Thank you.
Okay, you can turn your light off. Okay, so anyone else wishing to speak to this? If not, I'm going to test it with the vote on the original motion. So all of those in favour of the original motion, please raise your hands. So we've got McAvoy, Yong and Adamos. All against is Chen, Davidson, Scafidi, Harley and Limnios. So it lapses, which means you can now move to be more specific on your foreshadowed motion.
Thank you.
So you've moved it already. It's been seconded by Councillor Davidson.
So I won't speak because that may close the debate.
Yes, that will close the debate. Does anyone wish to speak that hasn't spoken?
I'm happy to. Yes, Lottie.
Okay, she had a light on first, then Councillor.
Happy to speak as the seconder, Lord Mayor. We have, in fact, because others may not, of course, have a copy of this, that in one we are adding, including a variable content third-party advertising sign and a cafe and tourist hub facilities. However, also, the planning people have given us this alternate motion with a wide range of conditions, which we have 1.11 to 1.19, very solid and succinct, and also an added two, which that the application be referred to the Western Australian Planning Commission for determination under the Metropolitan Region Scheme, as it's located within the inner precinct of the Parliament House precinct policy area, and advising the Commission of the Council's determination. So it is robust in its changes as provided by planning.
Okay, Councillor Chen.
Yes, Lord Mayor. I agree this is a commercially viable idea to have a billboard, you know, varied, to have the content varied to include a third-party advertising, and certainly is assisting the business to make a profit or at least the offset. So I agree with my colleagues' comments and then urge the colleagues to support. Thank you.
Okay, I'll just make a comment. I think this will be the best thing to happen to Elder Street since our new car park a few years ago. Would you like to close the debate? They don't wish to speak.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I agree. I think also it's worthwhile considering that if and when Hay Street goes to two-way, as has been spoken about, I think that may happen in the future. This will, in fact, become an entry statement as people enter the CBD, if that were to occur in the future. Otherwise, a rather boring blank wall. So I think it is a good development. I think that the plans are bold. The architecture is very interesting. I think it will certainly be a talking point. If the social media commentary on the original article was anything to go by, I think it will be a point of discussion, and I'm very pleased to see it proceed.
Okay, that closes the debate. We'll put this in favour now. All raise your hands. So that is Chen, Davidson, Scafidi, Harley, Limnios. Against is Adamos, McAvoy and Yong. Okay. 13.2 is 35 Megalong Street, Nedlands. It's a two-storey group dwelling. Mover, please.
Mover. I'll move that, Lord Mayor.
Councillor Adamos.
I'll second that, Lord Mayor.
Councillor McAvoy. Any discussion?
I know it was another one of those points of the planning committee. There was a lot of discussion about this. It really, we went through all the differences with the guidelines in the area. The guidelines in the area are covered off by a Hollywood precinct under Subiaco Town Planning Scheme number 4. So it's an area that, you know, not all of us are particularly au fait with or so familiar with, given that we've only just recently had Subiaco within our boundaries. It is a development that really doesn't really go too much outside what the guidelines are. There was just a few small changes to setbacks and spaces, but really overall, generally with the design and that development, we actually thought it actually complied pretty much there. Also, another thing that we actually pointed out at, there was some comments about this development actually fronting onto Megalon Street, and that all access should be done through Megalon Street. The unit at the rear will have access through a right-of-way, which is something that some of the opponents were not pleased with. But that said, I think it's probably a good result for the right-of-way because it does provide passive surveillance over the area, and I think that's more important now than ever before. So I'd like to support this tonight, and hopefully it goes through.
Okay, anyone else wishing to speak on this? It's pretty straightforward.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Pretty straightforward. It's, there was a little bit of objection to it. If you look at the photos up there, there's a really horrible one of a laneway that they wanted to keep like that, which was I was quite surprised about. The ones against it were. It is something new. It's testing us out, I suppose, in a new area. I noticed that it was to be done under delegated authority, but I believe a particular councillor asked that it come to council, so that it has done. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. All right, I'm going to put that all in favour. Carried unanimously. Item 13.3, I didn't declare it. I'm going to declare it now a proximity interest, and I'm going to depart, so if the deputy could take over, please.
Item 13.3, East End Application of Improvement Model. Do I have a mover? Councillor Harley, seconder?
I'll second that, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor Adamos. Would you like to open the debate?
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. What a fantastic report. Very good reading. Thanks to the Planning Directorate and to the Planning Committee putting this forward. I won't speak in too much detail because there are confidential attachments, certain buildings and other locations that are designated for our consideration. But if we look at the outcome along Barrack Street, if we look at the improvement that we have seen there, I mean, still way to go, but we've certainly seen an uplift in Barrack Street. If we think about using a precinct model right around the city and focusing on this first block east of Barrack Street, I think it would be a wonderful outcome for the council. We have all no doubt received negative feedback from visitors to the city about the Murray Street stretch in particular between Miss Maud's and the malls. But there are some glimmers of hope there. There's the old gasworks building on the northern side of Murray Street is currently undergoing a restoration. We've got the QT Hotel on the corner of Murray and Barrack Street, which is currently being constructed. Of course, we've seen the restoration of the Treasury. We've got the City of Perth Library. We've seen some amazing progress in that precinct. And I think this initiative will help to catalyse further development on the block. I'd be really happy to see owners of those buildings receiving dollar-for-dollar matching grants to do facade restorations, awning restorations, and even upper floor activation. So very supportive of the policy, and I really hope to see it is approved, and I really hope that the owners of buildings in that precinct buy in to the initiative and partner with the city to develop this block.
Similar comments, Deputy Lord Mayor. It is really impressive that we've decided to move this to expand the improvement model as to what we've done on Barrack Street. We've seen some great benefits as to what's developed on Barrack Street, and it's a much nicer place to be. I think it's also improved on the hopefully with the rentals and the value of those particular buildings down Barrack Street, so that in turn does support the city's finances as well. So similar kind of approach to that eastern end, you know, with a business with an improvement in that space, and to extend those boundaries out. I'm sure and I'm prayful, as Councillor Harley is, that there'll be a lot of more private investment in that area. We can get some really great activity, and you know, looking at areas like King Street and Barrack Street now, it'd be great to see similar kinds of developments and similar kind of improvements in that part of the city. Just one point I'd like to make also is that the city is quite committed to this from all perspectives, but also over the next 10 years we have capital projects there applied of about just under 16.5 million of capital projects. So we are making a big investment in that area, and again, like Councillor Harley said, we hope that some of the private developers and private owners out there will
take advantage
of that. Thank you.
Anybody else wish to make a comment on this?
I must agree with both my colleagues, although my colleague here moved it when he shouldn't have done, but that's all right.
Oh,
look, I totally agree. That end of town's been a bit lacklustre, up Murray Street and up to Pear Street. There's a lot of work that can be done there, and I think that we just get ahead and we start doing it. I'm sure we'll have some very happy stakeholders and businesses in that area once they see what is going to be done. We get a plan set up, and they'll see that it's going to happen. I think it'll be exciting.
Absolutely. Anybody else? If not, I've got a couple of comments. I would like to congratulate the administration for thinking outside the square, doing a wonderful job getting this together. I concur with everything that's been said from my colleagues. In particular, we're showing leadership. We're showing that we're serious about helping our stakeholders, our people, improve the CBD. So when we get asked, well, what are you doing? What are you doing for us? You know, we're struggling, it's tired, it looks downgraded. We could comfortably say, look, these are just some of the initiatives, and there's a few others going forward in this in tonight's agenda that show the effort that the capital city is putting to try and activate and improve areas. So I am in full support of this, and once again I congratulate the administration and my councillor colleagues for seeing value in this. Thank you. So I'll put it to a vote. All those in favour? That's passed unanimous. Thank you.
Next item is 13.4, exemption to policy 1.6, commemorative works.
I'll move that, Lord Mayor.
Councillor McAvoy moving. Seconded Councillor Adamos. Any discussion?
This has created a few problems over the years, Lord Mayor, because everybody wants to add. It was specifically put down, it was to be so many of those shapes. So every couple of years there's somebody that comes up and wants to add to it. So I see that we are going to, it looks like we're going to add to it, another star on King Street. So I'll be interested to see, as long as I don't get too old, how many more will be ongoing in King Street.
Okay, Councillor Harley.
Sorry, just a question. I did read the report, but is there an answer as to who will be commemorated in the new star, or is that yet to be decided? Is that the Fashion Council of WA?
Yeah, through the chair, I believe there's an award potentially in the future, so it would be somewhat inappropriate to divulge. We can probably do it under very tight confidentiality, but other than that, can't really advise in this meeting.
Great.
Okay. Yes.
Is there a limit to the number of these stars? Is this part of the policy? Is this like something that, you know, every time someone feels like we commemorate? That's my question.
Through the chair, the request, as it says in the report, was made to me. The undertaking was that this was kind of to top and tail and finish it. So whilst it's not reported, and I think we could record for the minute that That was certainly the intent, that this was a finishing, if you like, of unfinished business, so to speak. And I would envisage this would be the last star, shall we say, on King Street.
Okay. All right, I'm going to put that. All in favour? Carried unanimously. 13.5, amended council policy 9.2, heritage rate concession.
I'll move that, Lord Mayor.
Councillor McAvoy moving, seconded Councillor Adamos. Any discussion?
Yeah, I think, would you like to speak?
You've got your light on.
Quite happy to. I think this was a very good idea, very detailed. Little bit of a concern here and there, but we've sort of spoken about it. But this is one for the Murray Street malls and upgrading the top of the buildings. Sadly, I've been here too long when I say that we've done the trip into those, particularly the Savoy Hotel, so many times to look at what we can do to upgrade the upper stories, and nothing's ever happened over 20 years. But hopefully this time they will come to the fore and something will happen. And I'm looking to be very excited about the whole thing.
Okay, so seconder, Councillor Limnos, then Harley.
Yeah. Look, once again, as per when I was presiding, I would like to congratulate the administration, Economic Development Director and her team for putting such a detailed report together, in particular the business case surrounding it. When I asked some questions of the director prior to this to get a bit more background, it was stressed to me that it was purely, it was only very briefly over the phone, it was purely to stress the upper floor activation and the restoration for the mall precinct. And then I asked the question, I said, well, what happens if others want to have a look at this? They said, well, they can put their case forward if it's outside the boundary and council can consider it appropriately. But if this is a catalyst, in my view, to get people with heritage and heritage significant buildings with upper floor that need upper floor activation to get going and get moving, I think this is a great initiative from the City of Perth showing leadership again, just as we did before with the 13.3. So I would like to see this go through. I think it's a great opportunity, and we've really got nothing to lose here, because if nothing is created, we're not going to gain anything and we're not going to lose anything. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Councillor Adamos?
Yes, thanks. Thank you, Lord Mayor. So this is the issue here is about heritage rate concessions. So unless the landowners actually do anything in these spaces that we're currently not getting rates on anyway, they won't be able to access any of these concessions as they stand. So this is really putting out to our landowners that there are, that if they do it's basically in service to landowners. So if they come to the party and they activate upper floors, you know, to our satisfaction, and making sure that it's an activation of an upper floor that helps build the fabric of the city. If they do that, then they can get the benefits of that give them a concession on their rates for up to a maximum 5 years. So it's not money we're not writing out a cheque and sending out to these landowners. We're saying if you come to us and you've done the work and you've actually provided a great result and a great area there for the city, then we'll start looking at providing you with concessions. This is not money we would have normally received, so it's not to say that we're just writing out a cheque, as I said earlier. This is money that we wouldn't have received anyway, because some of these floors haven't generated any income anyway. There's no decent GRV there for us to collect any rates anyway. So I think it's a good initiative, and hopefully we can get this one through.
Okay, Councillor Harley.
Lord Mayor, thank you. A few comments. Look, this is big news, really. The heritage rate concession policy amendment is what we're talking about, but the practical outcome could indeed be the reactivation of the Piccadilly Theatre, the Savoy Hotel, the Theatre Royal, the Plaza Arcade, if it works. So the City of Perth has a suite of policies designed to help encourage property owners to develop their properties, in particular heritage properties. You know, we provide all kinds of concessions and plot ratio bonuses and various other things to encourage owners of significant heritage properties to do something special with their buildings. But there is a clutch of very important buildings in the core of the city that all of those suite of policies has not been enough, or the economic conditions have not been right to see those properties develop. The Savoy Hotel, for example, beautiful six-storey empty hotel building, one of the most beautiful buildings in the city, completely empty above the ground floor. The Theatre Royal and Hotel Metropole across the road, Gold Rush era theatre, the first purpose-built theatre in Perth, a magnificent building, completely derelict upstairs, in a really terrible state. So this alone won't see that property developed, but this adds to the suite of policies that the city offers, and I believe it may just be the tipping point. It might be enough to see the owners of these properties decide to flick the switch and invest the money. Just to reiterate what Councillor Adamos said, very importantly, this is not a grant, this is not a handout. This is the city foregoing rates for a set period of time, but recouping that money through increased rates over the lifetime of the building. So if we've got one floor of a building activated, the gross rental value relatively low, you know, if we forego rates for 5 years as an incentive to encourage development, and then we see six or seven floors of a building activated, the city will recoup its money a lot faster. And in fact, it's a revenue strategy for the city, because our rate base will grow. And I think that that's wise. I think that that's something that can be well understood by the ratepayers of the city. I think that the owners of heritage buildings will be encouraged and happy about that. The owners of buildings that may be of heritage value but are not on our list might see it as a reason to add it to the list. And the owners of properties that are not on the heritage list or are not of heritage value will not benefit from this, but the city will benefit from the activation of these buildings. And in particular, the focus on the malls will see, I hope, a greater diversity of activity in the malls and an activation of our nighttime economy. So I'm very happy to see the policy that's been proposed, and I encourage other councillors to support it.
Anyone else wishing to speak on this item? Okay, I'm going to put that. All in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 13.6.
I move, Lord Mayor.
Heritage rates.
Seconding, Lord Mayor.
Okay, so Councillor Chen moving. Seconder, Councillor Yong. Any discussion, Councillor Chen?
This is the annual business event sponsorship.
No, heritage rate. So I'm going to start the item again because she thought it was the wrong.
Sorry.
Yeah. This is 13.6, heritage rates concession adaptive use of Piccadilly Theatre. Who wants to move this item?
I'll move this, Lord Mayor.
Okay, Councillor Adamos moving, Councillor Harley seconding. Do you wish to open the debate?
Yes, quite briefly, Lord Mayor, because we've discussed it in quite a lot of detail in the previous item, but it is really just an application of the previous item about the heritage rate concessions. Councillor Harley made some very valid points in that this, you know, may not totally activate all upper floors, but as you quite rightly said, it may just flick the switch to hopefully get some activation in these areas. Yeah, not too much more to say, actually.
Okay, any other comments?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. The beautiful Piccadilly Cinema, now long empty upstairs, or, I don't know, 7 years perhaps, maybe eight, that the cinema has been empty. A development application with us already to do the retail restoration upstairs, which we approved, but I thought probably wouldn't have been a wonderful outcome, would have turned the cinema into a flat retail space. I'm hopeful that the Heritage Rate concession, if we approve it tonight, we'll see the Piccadilly reused as an event venue. That would be a wonderful outcome for the city, for the malls in particular, especially in terms of the nighttime economy. It would be a much better heritage outcome to see the Piccadilly continued to be used for an events purpose. And I think we are all well aware that the arcade needs a bit of a facelift. Last done in the late 80s. And it's a bit cracked and worn. I hope that this assistance will encourage the owners to use the same care and diligence in the restoration of the Piccadilly as they did with the economic stores around the corner. So would encourage council colleagues to support this.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak to this item? Yes. Councillor Davidson.
If I may, Lord Mayor, I think as Chair of Finance I should make a comment on this. It certainly is in line with the policy, which obviously we've worked up over some considerable time. It does have a set area, which in the future we could amend. So I'm just giving direction, if I can use the word direction or suggestion, to the officers. That, of course, in terms of a piece of action, we request that this policy is an item on the planning committee, if that's where it needs to go, for review and possible amendment to the boundary. We have been assured that this concession will not kick in until the owners obviously commence and complete the work. In the future, there should be, as people have mentioned, an increase in GRV and an increase in rates. So we hope that this will allow others to apply and therefore activate the areas, not only to the owner's benefit, but really from our point of view, the city's point of view, it will be an advantage and also the community. So I commend the recommendation.
Okay. Any other comments from anyone else? I would just make a brief comment that I think this is far better than the previous item we had looked at for this property. I think it's very important for property owners to certainly maintain such significant properties around the city, and if this incentive helps them to do so, that is fine. I'll put that all in favour. Carried unanimously. Item 13.7. Business event sponsorship, yes. Business News 40 under 40.
I move.
Okay, so I've seen Councillor Chen's slide first, Councillor Yong seconding. Do you wish to speak?
This is an annual business event sponsorship, and together we sponsor $39,000. Among them, $20,000 is for the success and the leadership of series event program, and another $19,000 for the business event, for the 40 and the 40 event program. So in past the 5 years, and the city continuously supported and sponsored, I think we should continue, and I believe my colleagues would all support. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Yong?
Yeah, Lord Mayor, the 40 under 40 awards is going to be presented on the 8th of March, and it's going to be in conjunction with the International Women's Day, and we wish the award winners the very best for their event in the conjunction with the International Day.
Okay, all in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 13.8, Annual Event Sponsorship Swan Festival of Lights 2017. Councillor Chen moves.
Yes, I move. And I also wanted to correct page... I don't have a page number.
It's on the top.
On the top? Yes. Okay. Page 90. The last paragraph. And however, sponsorship of 25,000 is recommended.
Okay.
Not the 20.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So Councillor Chen's moving and just correcting a typo on page 90. Councillor Yong, you're seconding. Do you wish to discuss the item or would just...
Just briefly, yeah. The administration recommendation is $20,000, and then Councillor Yong recommended to add $5,000 because the event and the moved from number one from Elizabeth Quay to the Spring Court Gardens, and secondly attract more and more audience to this festival, and we think it is necessary to increase $5,000 to encourage the festival organizer. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. It's just been pointed out to me that it actually wasn't a typo on page 90. It was what was requested initially. Okay. All right. So we'll keep moving. Any other comment? No. We're going to put that. All in favour? Carried unanimously. 13.9, annual art sponsorship opera in the park.
Yes, I move, Lord Mayor.
Councillor Chan, seconder. Councillor Yong.
Second, Lord Mayor.
Any discussion? I'll put that. All in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 13.10, annual art sponsorship symphony in the city.
Yes, I move. Lord Mayor.
Happy to second, Lord Mayor.
Councillor Yong seconding. Any discussion? No, I'll put that. All in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 13.11, annual arts sponsorship, Perth International Arts Festival 2017. Councillor Chan moving. Councillor Yong seconding. Any discussion on that? Nope, I'll put it. All in favour? Carried unanimously. 13.12, annual event sponsorship, Perth Heritage Days.
I move.
For Chen moving. Councillor Yong seconding. I'll put that. All in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 13.13, payments from municipal and trust funds, June 2017. Councillor David.
Move, Lord Mayor.
Seconder.
Seconding.
Seconder, Councillor Chen. Any discussion? No. I'll put that. All in favour? Carried unanimously. 13.14, 2017-18 delegated authority review. Mover?
I move, Lord Mayor.
Councillor Chen moving. Seconder? Seconder, Councillor Davidson. No, who's moving?
I'll second it.
Councillor seconder is Councillor Adamos. So Chen moving, Adamos seconding. Any discussion? I'll put that. All in favour? Carried unanimously. 13.15, reduction of single-use plastic bags in the city. Is
Lord
there
Mayor.
A mover? Councillor Davidson, seconder. Councillor Adamos. Sorry, Councillor Yong. Any discussion on this
yes,
one?
Just to open, Lord Mayor, you can see that obviously we revised the recommendation. Remember, this has been taken up by ALGA, Australian Local Government Association, and the WA Local Government Association, and of course the Minister, Honourable Stephen Dawson, has also come out to say that he is in favour of a statewide legislated prohibition. So let us see what state government will do on this, and hopefully there will not be cost savings to, cost shifting to local governments. So I commend one and two.
Okay, I'm going to put that. All in favour? Carried unanimously. 13.16, migrant pavilion at Lake Vasto, discounted hire fees to West Australian Multicultural Association. Is there a mover, please?
Lord Mayor.
Councillor Davidson moving. Seconder, Councillor Chen. Any discussion?
Well, may I have a question?
Yes.
Just it's reported the since 2013, have we been outstanding payment from the organisation for all the charges, fees and charges associated?
Can the CEO answer that?
Through the chair, it's been an ongoing discussion. We've recovered some monies, but not full payment. So there's been, shall I say, complex bookkeeping exercise, but we've recovered all, not some, of what would normal charges, notwithstanding, obviously, the fact that the WAMA were the constructors of the building.
So further questions, sorry, Lord Mayor. Are we going to propose further two years of the free hire fees to the organisation? And then another 3 years for 50% discount.
Refer it to you.
Through the chair, the recommendation is that we, I think there's a proposal within the report talking about, it is proposed that, refer you to page 284, I believe, zero high fees, zero preservation fees for 2 years, and three further years, 50% discount.
So the 2 years is from 2013 or from today?
Through the chair, we propose that this would start now and not be retrospective.
No.
Okay.
Lord Mayor, I just wanted to
make a comment.
I note a grand total of $581 in revenue, very significant revenue stream for the city.
Yep.
I'd like to support the item.
Okay, so I'm going to put it all in favour. Carried unanimously. 13.17, tender for lifts and escalators inspection.
Yes, move, Lord Mayor.
Councillor Davidson moving. Move
seconded.
Councillor Chen. I'm going to put that all in favour. Carried unanimously.
Can I say something?
Yes.
These lifts are a bit of an issue. Every time I go there, they're hopeless. And then even staff say the same thing. I've got the funny feeling that those lifts were probably built for a 80-storey building and they're not being used enough. There's something wrong somewhere. They're just slow and they cut you off and you don't. So it's just a funny sort of a setup for brand new lifts. You know, I thought they would have been much more efficient than what they are. Or is it just me?
Through the chair, it's just you. No, sorry, Councillor. We got one elevator out of service at any given time. You're talking now our current elevator situation. No, I'm just... You're talking, obviously, about city escalators. Elevators. The one being out of service at any given time means that the logic is somewhat affected, so we wait a long time. That's a given. When they're all complete... Our understanding is that, and I understand, and perhaps the Director of Construction Maintenance can correct me, but the logic that's in these elevators with the book before you leave a model will learn. So it will get better. So we're in construction mode right now, so you've got one out of the system. When all the elevators are operating and the logic's working appropriately, you will get better service. That said, the reason for this type of system is all about also energy savings, and so in the past, energy savings in the past where you could press a button, get into a lift and go to any odd floor, this type of logic is more efficient.
Those were the days, CEO.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to put that all in favour. Carried unanimously. 13.18, new lease, Marquetta Tavern Alfresco lease, KS3 King Square. Councillor Davidson moving.
Seconding.
Councillor Chen, any discussion? No.
I've got a
that.
Question, Lord Mayor.
Question
sorry.
From Councillor Adamos.
This area is in MRA land. Is it normal that we need to approve alfresco areas in MRA space? Or do we wait till the MRA has been normalised back to the city?
Through the chair, it's ours.
Okay. I'm going to put that all in favour. Carried unanimously. Item 13.19, tender 171 of 1617 Wellington Street, Stage 2B South and Median Island and Associated Work.
Move with pleasure, Lord Mayor.
Deputy Lord Mayor moving. Seconder.
Happy to second, Lord Mayor.
Councillor Yong, any discussion? No.
No, not more work on Wellington Street.
Okay. That's a comment. I'll note that you have spoken. All right, I'm going to put that all in favour. Carried unanimously. Deputy, your light's on. 13.2. Tender 152, 1617, Ozone Reserve Groundwater Filtration System.
Lord Mayor.
Okay, Deputy moving. Seconder. Councillor Yong. Do you wish to speak to the item?
Yeah, just a quick one. I'm sure Director Crescetta will call me tomorrow because he called me today and I returned it. I think it must have been about this, to clarify, and I'm satisfied with what we said. My question, just for the benefit of the colleagues, was I noticed that we're taking this money out of Russell Square, but there's logic behind it. The CEO has explained it to me. So, yeah, I support it. Thank you.
No other speakers. I'm going to put this item all in favour. Carried unanimously. 13.21, tender 160 of 1617, supply of irrigation, parts, move. Products and equipment.
Move Lord Mayor.
Deputy second Lord Mayor. Seconder, Councillor McAvoy. Any discussion? I'll put that all in favour. Carried unanimously. 13.22, tender 159 of 1617, turf maintenance and weed control services.
Move Lord Mayor.
Second
Lord Mayor moving. Seconder, Councillor Adamos. Any discussion? I'll put that all in favour. Carried unanimously. 13.23, Perth Public Art Foundation funding review.
Move, Lord Mayor.
Councillor Davidson moving.
Seconding, Lord Mayor.
Councillor Chen. If there's any discussion of significance, we'll need to move behind closed doors. I'll take it that there is not. I'm going to put that item. All in favour? Carried unanimously. Okay, that's the last item on the papers. And so are there any notices of motion?
No, Lord Mayor.
Any items of urgent business?
No, Lord Mayor.
That concludes the meeting. Thank you, everybody, for your attendance. The meeting is closed. Good night.